Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Well, the cattle markets were all over the board. We first opened up this morning. We got stronger. We were up about a buck. We finished today, October live cattle down 45 at 125. The high earlier was 125.80. December live's down 40 here at 130.02. Really at the end of the day, the live cattle just a little bit lower, about where we've been trading the last couple of trading days. Feeder cattle were a little weaker with the October's down 65 at 155.10. The October feeder cattle go off the board on Thursday the 28th, so about 9 trading days from now. Currently, the index is 154.10, up 20 cents, so about a dollar difference between the feeder cattle futures and the index. The next month out, November, down 50 at 158.85. Pretty wild day for them. They're about $2 off of their high. And then January's 32 lower at 159.20. March is down 20 at 160.10. To finish the week, we have a cattle on feed report. We're starting to get some of those estimates out. The on feed estimate from Bloomberg was 99.4% last year. The placements in the month of September, 101.4% last year. And then marketed 97.5% last year. And that report will come out on Friday after the close.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okiecotton.org.
Grain futures finished mixed. Corn was down 2.5 in December at 5.30 1/4. March corn down 1.5 at 5.39. The May corn down a penny at 5.43. The November beans up 6.5 at 12.28. They've been rallying the last 4 or 5 days, but we're still below the 20-day moving average. And then I think most people consider that still in the downtrend here. The January beans at 12.37 up 8. Chicago December wheat down 1/4 at 7.36. July up 0.5 at 7.40 1/2. Much closer to home, Kansas City wheat was down 3/4 in December, 7.48 1/4, and July of next year, 7.49 1/4, down 3/4. We've seen a lot of talk about the price of fertilizer and what impact that'll have on the next year's crop. I think most people are kind of hesitant to buy it at such lofty levels. Today's cotton futures did bounce a little bit, 79 higher here at 107.83 in December. March cotton up 89 at 105.84. Informa Economics came out with the latest next year's planting, so 2022 planting estimates. Of course, that's a long way in the future. But cotton acres is expected to be 11.9 million acres, a jump of about 740,000 acres. All wheat acres, 48.8 million, up about 2.1 million.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.